Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Well, we have some special guests in the studio here. We have Haley Wuschlager, a former La Caprile Valley student and athlete. And Haley is playing college sports right now at the University of Minnesota Morris. And I've asked her to come in. Thanks for coming in, Haley.
Thanks for having me.
Well, since there's no spring sports stuff going on, you guys got time on your hands, huh?
That's for sure.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes. I never thought this would happen.
Yep. Nuts. Well, Haley had a very successful basketball first year at the as a Cougar. And what was your experience like there, Haley?
It was really fun. I had a great experience my first year. Obviously, going from high school to college, it's a change. The speed of the game, and it's a lot different. But anyways, also moving into like the point guard position, that was kind of scary as a freshman, kind of having to be a leader out there, right, especially. And then kind of having to tell the seniors what to do at times. It's like it's a little scary, yeah. But it was really fun, and that's a good group of girls.
Yeah, good. Well, we're going to back up a little bit here. We'll talk more about your first year as a basketball player at the University of Minnesota Morris. Of course, Kelsey was a four-time all-conference, all-area conference MVP for basketball and softball. Do you remember? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a really long time ago. Okay. For basketball, I think that's correct. I'm not for sure with softball. I think that might have been three. Not for sure, but.
All right. Yeah, so talk about your high school career here. Maybe some of the highlights of your high school career at La Caprile Valley, Haley.
Wow, there's kind of a lot. But I guess a couple that really stick out to me was when I was an eighth grader, when we went into four overtimes with Dawson Boyd. To win the North Conference. That was kind of really exciting. I guess another really fun experience was playing Canby in the subsection game, and we won, even though we were the second seed. So that was really fun.
And that was basketball?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How about softball?
For sure, I guess a big memory that really stuck out to me was when we beat Edgerton.
Oh, yeah. Just last year.
Yeah, last year, I guess. For me,
in game one, right?
Yes.
No. Yeah, game one.
Yeah, game one in playoffs. Yeah. I guess a memory that really stuck out to me was striking out 11 batters in a row. That was for sure.
Man,
that shocked me even.
I was so glad I was there calling that game. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was amazing. Good memory.
Yes.
I'm glad you brought that up. I had forgotten about that.
So. Yeah.
What's it like going from high school to college then as far as sports?
Like I said, for basketball specifically, the speed of the game is different. It took a little bit of time to get used to.
All the other girls are a lot faster, you mean?
Well, just the pace of the game is way quicker. Okay. For softball, I guess I didn't really get to experience that much. Yeah. We only played four games in Florida, so.
Oh, in Florida, we felt sorry for you, right?
Yeah, right.
So, your high school career, your coaches, your teammates, still keep in contact with some of them?
Yes, okay. I do.
All right. Did you come home and help out the Eagles this winter?
No, I didn't have the opportunity.
Because you were so busy, right?
Yes.
How about academically? What are you going for, and how's it going for you?
I'm majoring in human services right now, and it's going pretty good, actually.
Okay. Human services, so
what? I want to be a social worker in a school basis.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good. You like the campus there in Morris?
Yeah, it's not too big, so it's easy to get around.
That's right. Well, let's talk about your college basketball career this year, your first year. You enjoyed it, I would guess, huh?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Talk about some of your teammates. You made a lot of new friends.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I have one roommate. She's also in basketball. A lot of my friends are in basketball. We kind of do a lot of things together, even outside of the basketball.
Okay. Talk about your season. How'd it go for you? The win-loss and some big games?
I guess it went pretty good. Can't remember our record for sure, but we made it into the second playoff. Round two, I guess, and we played Bethany. I can't remember the score exactly, but it was a good battle.
How about when you played your cousin Kelsey? Kelsey Lund.
That was...
Was that weird?
That was really weird, but it was really funny because at times we're just sitting there looking at each other, trying not to giggle, but it's hard not to, obviously.
It had to be really felt really different for you when you first walked down on the court and saw Kelsey in another uniform and stuff?
Exactly. I've been playing with her for how many years, so that was really weird.
Do you ever have to guard each other in the game?
The first game we played against each other, I had to guard her, so that was kind of scary.
Who won the battle then?
Oh, for sure, Kelsey.
Oh, I don't know. I attended one of your games, and you did pretty good. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, get a lot of family support, Haley?
Oh, for sure, since I'm only 45 minutes away and up to an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm always having someone there to watch. So,
talk about your coaching staff this year. Who are they?
Coach Tim Grove and assistant Lou. They're really good. They're really fun, too.
Okay. This year, for our listeners listening, Haley was named Rookie of the Year in the Upper Midwest Athletic Conference. Wow, that's pretty big award there, Haley.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked by that too, but I'm really honored to get that award. So
yeah, that's a good conference to be in. It's a tough conference, isn't it?
Yeah, so for sure.
I know I went to Morris and watched you play a couple times. A lot of Lacaparral Valley people come and watch. What's that mean to you?
It means a lot. Obviously, it shows that they still care. I know that they came to a lot of high school games, and now that they come to a lot of college games, it shows that they love to watch it.
Yeah, so. I think someone that was there at the gymnasium tonight when Kelsey's team from Northwestern came to play Morris, there's over 100 people.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really awesome, though.
Yeah. Some highlights for you this year as a Cougar, then, up in Morris. Talk about some highlights. Some games that stand out to you that you won. Last-minute shots, anything like that?
I guess I had a couple buzzer beaters at the last minute, but...
You made them?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Who was that against?
But
you remember?
It was just like halftime buzzer beaters. Oh. It wasn't to win the game, so...
You had me going there. I didn't know that. Okay, awesome. Talk a little bit about the playoffs that you guys are in this year. How deep did you go?
We made it second round.
Second round. Okay. Who did you beat the first time? Do you remember? You don't. Okay.
North Central.
North Central. Okay.
I had to think about it.
Yeah. You guys had to travel quite a bit then, right? Because most of the schools are in the metro area?
Yeah, so mostly it was always like for sure at least 3 hours or more to travel usually.
What were the bus rides like?
They're pretty exciting.
Now, the guys and the guys' team goes two in the same bus? Or?
Yep.
Okay. And you guys play the early game then, or how does that work this year?
For the conference, we were the later game.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about softball.
Yeah, so I guess I only got really a week to practice. Jumped right into softball, and then we headed to Florida Thursday. And we were only there for about 4 days. We got, when we got there, we were told right when we got into the airport when we flew into Florida, we were told that we have to turn around and go back.
Ooh.
But I guess we didn't have to, and we got in 4 games, so that was exciting.
Oh, nice. So obviously a pitcher?
Yes, okay. And outfield.
In outfield, okay. What kind of softball team would you have had here if you were going to play? Pretty good? A lot of local girls?
Yeah, kind of from everywhere, actually.
Oh, everywhere? Okay. Yeah. So just a little action on softball. Pitching-wise, the same? Or the batters?
It's a little bit different, obviously. Okay. But with only having a weekend to practice, it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah. Who's your coaching up there?
Heather Peters.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. Well, nice catching up with you, Haley, and it's always fun watching you play.
Thank you.
And I see you got your Cougar apparel on. So
I do.
I miss you guys when I do high school games. I said, "Oh, Haley's not out there. Kelsey's not out there."
I know it's different.
Yep, it's really different. So
yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Haley.
Thank you.
That's Haley Wushlager, a former Lacaparral Valley student and athlete, now at the University of Minnesota Morris, playing for the Cougars.